on today's show. Maddie Potts is back in the house, ladies and gentlemen. We have a Daddy Potts sighting. Can't wait to hang out with him. Belly is, of course, across the way. I have had this letter in my possession for about 2 weeks now. We've been waiting for this moment to drop it on you. I'm excited to tell you the letter that I wrote to my entire apartment complex. I want to see what your guys' thoughts are. I want to see what Potts' thoughts are. We're all here. We're ready to go. Just strap it on. You're not ready for what's coming up next, because this show today is for you, Social Media Lounge.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Skater D.
Hey, I'm John Charles Meyer, producer of Dave Made a Maze.
Hey, what's up? This is Scott Lodotti, author of Play the Devil, and you are listening to Looch Dog.
Looch Dog.
Looch Dog.
This is Andy fucking Cruz from SiriusXM 415, and you're listening to Looch Dog in the Morning.
Number one podcast in the world. Yeah, boy.
Welcome back, folks. Let's do the damn thing. Oh, boy, that's right. He's right there. Matty Potts is in the house, and we are ready to jam with you. So welcome to the show, my wonderful friends. Excited to talk to you. Social Media Lounge, today is your show. Belly, how are we feeling across the way? Making a run. What's up, man?
I'm feeling great. It's my birthday week. How could I be feeling bad?
Woo!
My birthday's tomorrow.
Woo! Woo! Let's go. Party on, folks. And, of course, we've got Matty Potts joining us from the Santa Monica Newsroom. Welcome, brother. What's going on, bud?
Greetings and salutations. Just changed a shitty diaper, and here I am.
Oh, man. I'm so glad you're here, dude. Very, very excited to do this with you and that you could make it today. Let's just get everybody on screen. He is what, M? Are we doing M,
M
to do that?
M is the main.
That's the main camp. Channel. All right, let's get to it. Belly, we've been great in Potts' presence. You have stepped up in covering what he does a lot of, which is the sounds, and just covering for me and my antics. It's got to be hard.
It's very.
You have held it down very well. So now you have some relief. You have Potts here to team up against me. Along with...
I'm really good at teaming up on people.
Well, it's good. It's easy.
Yeah. I'm always going to join the winning side.
So is Potts, but I think in a different way. All right, let's get to the show. All right, so you've got a kid. Congratulations. How's it been, man? I'm just two minutes of dad life. What's up, dude? Are you okay?
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. It was just she wakes up. I mean, she's just now kind of waking up like once a night, but... Like, you have to feed this thing every 2 or 3 hours. It's fucking crazy. Yeah. And, I don't know. My head's kind of spinning. And I've been working, you know, two jobs. Well, now kind of like three. I worked at Exchange Nightclub in downtown last night for some. It was actually kind of crazy because it was for Lieutenant Governor Gavin. I still don't know what the fuck a Lieutenant Governor is or what he does. But it was like one of those things where, like, all the press was there, and I guess they wait to see who's going to win. Like, I guess he was only running against himself or something. So everyone knew he won, but he did like his acceptance speech, and dude, people were buying. So like in the nightclub, at least the two clubs I work for, it's called Auto Gratuity, but you can't add auto gratuity unless it's the check is $60 or more. What? So a lot of times,
hold on, Belly, is that okay? Is that acceptable? Auto grat?
You get to add after a check is a certain amount and not about the amount of people that are on the
Well,
check?
No, because I'm at a bar, so people are coming and ordering like one or two drinks. You know, it's not like an eight top. It's like people are just walking up to the bar, and technically, like, someone can't really order eight drinks for one person. Mm-hmm. So, but a lot of drinks are $14. So if someone, a common order is for four drinks and you're at like $56, $58, but people were coming and getting like top shelf shit. Yeah. And dude, I had more autograts last night than I've ever had. And I mean, I turned in almost $600 in tips in 4 hours.
Yeah.
And yeah. But so anyway, it was like this really kick-ass event. But so yeah, I was going to ask Belly what your autograt situation is at the hotel.
So our autograt situation, and also I have to ask you this, but our autograt situation is a tabletop of six or more guests is okay. You can add auto gratuity. Now I am very discretionary on how and when I add the autograt.
Ew, why? Dude, I upsell. I don't give a shit. I upsell these fuckers until I hit $60.
The problem is, so do you tell your guest or do you tell the person that's signing the check that there's honor gratuity on there?
Nope.
And then they double tip frequently, you know, right?
That's no. So here's the thing.
Or add more tip.
It says it on the check. A lot of people don't see it. But the only time, and some bartenders absolutely will say it right as they're handing the check. I don't, because anytime I've done it, the thing is, the five people after them are going to stiff me. So for me, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. And a lot of people will actually not see it and tip me an additional $10. So I've turned into a bit of a vulture that way. The only time I have a heart is because we will get a lot of college kids. And I'll see their hearts sink as they open the check presenter and they're like, four shots are like $80. Yeah. And so then I'll be like, guys, just, you know, gratuity is included. And for some reason, I feel so good about myself. Like I've done some good deed when I say that, knowing that they're giving me all the money that their parents sent them for the entire month. But
Belly, isn't that common that restaurants will do that and purposely not tell you that they've auto-gratted so that you will double tip?
So I will suggest to anyone that's in a large party of people to always double check your check.
Yep.
Because there's most likely gratuity on there. The other thing I will tell people is, so in my establishment, this may only be because I'm corporate, but if there's a situation where a customer realizes that they double tip because they take a copy of the receipt, which does happen typically with business people doing.
Yeah.
When they do realize they double tip, they will call the establishment and they have full right to get the entire tip gratuity back. Not just the 18 double or 18.
Not just their half of the double.
Not just their half of the double.
Yeah,
they can
double.
Take the entire tip back.
I didn't know that.
You can call and complain to any place that you accidentally double tipped at. Call and say, I was never told that there was gratuity on my check and I want it all back.
But Potts, do you ever take your receipt? You don't take your receipt.
They give it back.
Well, I have a story on that too. And I don't do this to be shady. I do it. I only give them one receipt. And I do it because we are such a high volume place. The two clubs I work at, I don't want to wait for two receipts to print out. So I take the first one and I give them their check and I have the other one there. So if someone, no one has ever asked for a receipt. Last night people were, because this was kind of
business.
Like a function. So yeah. People were, it was all write-offs for people.
Exactly.
So people were asking.
Yeah, I need all the receipts to write it off. Exactly.
Sure. And I get it and that's fine. But like, no, I do. For me, it's all about speed and I give them one. And I got to be honest, these people are drunk. A lot of times they'll like take both or they'll spill a drink on it. So now I have a backup one sitting in the printer.
I want to give you guys homework, both of you, because I think you could come up with a couple of really good things for another show. Not today, but like just little things that people in the service industry do to try to screw you out of money. Not you.
I wouldn't do anything.
Not you. Of course you wouldn't do it, but this is a perfect example of adding the auto gratuity and not telling them that it's there.
The customer is more likely, and I'll give you a perfect example of this. The customer is more likely to screw you out of money.
Screwing isn't the word because it sounds like it's not. I'm just trying to say that I don't agree with that. Let's hear your argument.
Three nights in a row this week, we've had a guest come into the bar and verbally complain about us to other guests in the bar.
What?
Thinking either we can't hear or he doesn't give a shit that we hear.
Wait. So they go up to somebody else in the bar and they complain.
They'll say this bartender sucks. The service here sucks. They've come in three or four nights in a row. This guy, and twice he's accidentally complained to two of our very high regulars.
They'll be at your wedding.
Like back the fuck off.
Yeah, they'll be at your wedding.
But he comes in and complains like last night, I'm sure it's his last night there. He just comes in, he orders a glass of wine, scalps right away, doesn't even order a menu, and doesn't even ask for a menu, just orders. I get him at both the things, I offer him a water right up front, and I say, would you like water as well? And he goes, yep, and I grab everything, give it to him. His glass is still like a quarter full. I know your glass is a quarter full. I know you're expecting another glass of wine.
It's my
shortly.
Job to know.
My bar back I'm working with is walking by there. He demands his glass of wine and his check immediately. I'm like, okay. Here's the thing. I just split six checks and I'm running all six cards. I just split a check, one check six ways. I'm running six different cards right now while I'm still trying to keep up with everyone at the bar as my other bartender's on break.
That disgusts me.
So I'm running the six checks, I'm opening the fridge, pulling out the wine I grab a wine glass with my right hand while the check's waiting to process. I pull out the wine with the other hand.
You're working hard.
I put it on the other one. And then I give it to my barback, who then brings it over. And I'll say, I'll print the check shortly. Boom. It's all going. And then I come over. I drop the check in front of him. He gives me his card. And as he's giving me his card, I'm talking to the guest that I know has been waiting for a full minute, which is too long for me. And I look over and I'm like, hey, buddy, what would you like to drink? Or are you ready to order? Or is there something I can help you with? And I'm holding his check right here in front of him. And I just, as I'm turning, the guy says IPA. So I turn around and I go in. Boom. I'm processing his transaction. I give him 25% off because as I'm doing the card thing, he's telling me, oh, yeah, my one scallop is too undercooked. I'm not going to eat it.
Oh, man, I can't. No.
After he
I
ate everything on the plate except this half a scallop.
No, I can't. If you're going to eat the whole plate, then you don't get to complain about it. Am
you
I right?
That's you shouldn't have done that, Belly. Fuck. That's like instigating bad behavior.
Well, that's the
Fuck
thing.
That.
The thing, he's been there all three nights. I'm going to show him that, hey, I do care about your issue. And as I'm busy, I'm going to give you and make the decision to give you 25% off.
But do you care about his issue or do you... I really care about your issue. It's almost like you're trying to make him feel bad.
So when
like,
I know,
sure, let me give you that 25%
right. Patronizing
dickhead.
Him.
Yeah.
And it's but here's the best part. So I drop the check back off of him as I'm also dropping off the beer for the other guy, and I turn back and I say, "Listen, it was great having you in. Sorry about the scallop. Have a good night. On you go." And literally pick up the check 5 minutes later. No tip.
Zero?
Zero.
It takes balls. It takes balls, Potts, to put a zero, to write a zero.
He's 10% of three times, and one tipped us, or zero tipped us once. So
you're absolutely right, Luch. I mean, I remember right off the bat, I had a $56 tab last night, and it not only was it just a blank line, it's a zero with a line, which is a middle finger. That's saying, I took the time to write zero with a line, which means go fuck yourself.
With no
and
cash.
It's not that I just forgot or blah, blah, blah. It's, I mean, I had a, you know, I have people that don't write anything in the tip, but it'll be a $20 tab and they write 30.
Yeah, but Belly's
cool.
Not.
I got you. I'll do your math. Like, that person's in a rush.
My computer does the math for me.
Awesome
just put
tip.
A freaking total on there.
Right. But Belly has a good way of thinking about this, that yes, for every bad tip that comes in,
I'm gonna get a tip that I'm gonna still end the night over 20%.
It evens out.
I'm gonna
it
end the night
out,
earning 20%.
You need to realize these people make us like Belly said it. People are gonna screw you, and that for me very much gives me like where I'm like I don't give a fuck. Like okay. I'm gonna screw all of you. You know what? If you don't like, okay, so let's do a price check. How much is a bottle of water at your place, Belly?
$3.50.
Ours is $7.
Oh, listen, in LA, anywhere you go, seriously, a bottle of water is $8.
Don't be
surprised. I'm telling you.
You're lucky. I'm in a freaking hotel. You're lucky I'm giving it to you. When I have someone complain to me about the price of the water bottle.
Belly's in a mood right now. I like it. Go. Get them.
Don't get me started on those people that complain to me about prices of water bottles in a hotel. When I'm giving it to you for $3.50, you're lucky I'm giving it to you for $3.50. You're lucky you're not getting charged $5.
Can I just take 2 seconds? Just 2 seconds.
Belly's on fire.
Look at his face right now. He's just angry. So he's upset. Buddy, it's okay.
Can I just do one more price check? Because this one always gets people's, like, blows people's mind. How much is a Red Bull?
So it's $4.50.
I would feel normal
which
paying
is,
that around here.
Which
$4.50.
Is a, literally a normal sure. price for a Red Bull to buy.
No, they're 2 for $5. At the gas station.
Well, at
the
gas station, they're pretty cheap.
They're $2.80.
If the bartender likes you enough, here's what he's going to do. He's not going to use the little bit of Red Bull you need for a Jaeger bomb. He's going to give you the whole
thing. The whole thing, and then you'd put
100%.
So what is it in L.A.?
It's $8.
$8.
And dude,
which buys you the four-pack, which is how you should buy it. 20% of your 20% of it should be covered.
Absolutely. That's unbelievable.
People, when I tell them, when I tell people the price of a bottle of water, because it's Fiji and it's a small bottle, and they're like, holy shit, that's so expensive. I'm like, sir, I brought it from the mountains of Fiji myself. It's worth every penny. And like, they laugh.
Or I could give you tap
me.
Yeah, or you can have tap water, which apparently in California, not in California,
that.
You can't have tap water in California. It's gross.
No, but by law, we have to, because we're a drinking establishment, if someone asks for tap water, it's such a downsell. Because I'll be like, oh, here's your $7 bottle of water. And it's so expensive. People will be like, no, give me tap. And it's, we lose money.
What do you have to tell them? What is it that you have to tell them?
No, I give
people I don't have to tell them
shit. No. You just said, you stopped yourself. You said, because it's like a law in California, we have to...
We have to serve.
You have to serve.
Oh, you have to offer tap. Yeah. You know what I've noticed a lot in L.A.? Also, Denver. Denver had a lot of this. I think because of the altitude. Every bar you go to, there's a water station. They're not even just going to give you water. Yeah, it's like, it's over there.
I can tell you exactly why those exist. Because so many people ask for waters, and it's a waste of my fucking time.
I agree.
I want all bars to have water stations, because when I'm thirsty for water, I just want to go get one. I don't want to just I don't want to go up to the bar only to get a water, because I'm taking up someone's time to get me a damn water.
Let me ask you guys this. Like, apparently, we're going to do some bar stuff today. What's funny to me that I just wanted to say is that I asked Potts how it's going with his baby, and we immediately went into bar stuff. And then I
haven't drank in like 70 days.
Matt, we're proud of you, man. That's fine. We'll do baby stuff later. But I also asked how many ways that the service industry can screw the customer, and you guys went off on a 12-minute tangent on how the customers screw you, which I'm not arguing. It's you're right. I don't think people realize that enough.
And I always tell
people. On the tip line, they'll write, "I'm sorry, I can't tip you, I'm broke."
Then don't come here.
Then don't fucking come here, asshole. Like, you know,
I'm sorry. That's like going to McDonald's.
You shouldn't be at a bar using the last of your dollars to get these expensive Grey Goose sodas.
Right. Yeah. If you're poor, you don't spend $15 on a drink. The most fucked up thing, or the weirdest thing, is someone just wrote on the tip line, they put "fuck Donald Trump" on my tip line. And I'm like, what does that have to do with? What's the most fucked up thing someone's wrote on your tip line, Belly?
I don't think I've gotten too many, like, I've never gotten too many. I don't think I've gotten any, like, fucked up things written on my tip line. Just zero.
So,
you know what? No, I'm sorry. I did the most fucked up thing, because I do take this personally. Someone wrote, "I'm hotter than you" on my tip line at a day party. I'm like, and it was a guy too. And I'm like, no, actually, asshole, I knew who it was. I'm like, I'm hotter than you. You couldn't even fuck me. So whatever.
It was a guy or a girl that wrote that?
It was a guy. It was a guy.
That was definitely a guy.
So I was curious if you guys ever, if you ever feel like the anxiety that I feel. Okay. When you go up to a bar, you guys are on the other end, but from us on the customer side
I spent a lot of time on the other side of a bar.
First of all,
before I was a bartender.
Since Potts is here, I'll give Belly a break. We said today was all about the social media lounge. We haven't even said hello. Social media lounge, good morning. What are we serving in there today, Potts?
Oh, my new addiction, Quest protein bars. They are so... go fuck yourself, Luke. I saw that face. Oh, I'm sorry. There's not pasta in the middle of it, you dickhead.
There's also a water station in the social media lounge.
we had Belly's bar back set up a water station so you guys will stop crying. These Quest bars come in all sorts of different flavors. Last night I had s'mores. There's 20 grams of protein. They have a little bit of carbs, like 20 grams of carbs, but only like 1 gram of sugar. So you guys can go balls deep in those Quest bars that are in there today. Enjoy.
Enjoy Social Media Lounge. Thank you for hanging out. Is there anything worth commenting right now?
When my sister was waiting tables, she chased a couple down the street when they left her a 25-cent tip.
Wow, that takes balls.
See, but most places are going to fire you when you
do
that.
Yeah, you can't do that. Sure. Wow.
Sure. I don't chase people about the tip.
I mean, respect, but wow.
But I will shame them.
So I'm curious if you realize the anxiety that goes on the other side of your bars, because I feel it. There is nothing cooler than being able to, like, if you're with a girl, especially, or a group of friends, when you walk up to the bar and you immediately get attention from the bartender. That's a I'm the shit kind of feeling. Yeah, everyone, did you see that? I didn't wait at all. Yeah. I walked up, bartender said, "Hey, man, what do you need?" I am the coolest dude in the room at that moment. On the other side of it, when it goes the opposite way,
when you're completely
ignored, is the worst feeling. You are on an island. You feel like you are 4 foot seven, bald, huge nose, all of it. Like, you just feel so ugly and disgusting and like, please, I hope nobody's looking at me. Oh my God, I've been standing here for fucking 15 minutes.
It's pretty crazy how much power, either a doorman or a bartender has, especially in a city like LA or, you know, even DC. But DC, I mean, that's exactly right. And, you know, I just find, dude, people say the dumbest shit. Like, if someone says, the biggest red flag is if someone's like, "Oh yeah, I'm going to hook you up, I'll take care of you." I'm like, nope, sorry.
It's the same as when someone's like, hey, you gonna hook me up with some free drinks? It's like, no.
Heavy pour. Dude, anyone who's listening, you sound like the biggest fucking Chad if you say, give me heavy pour, you fucking losers.
When you ask for things like that, you're automatically in the bartender's mind. No time for them.
Yep.
It's the same thing that comes. I mean, I'm guessing it's how I feel when somebody comes up to the DJ and says, what are you playing next? I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Get out of here. You don't get to know that.
Exactly.
That is for me and me only. I'm not taking a break. I'm not going to do it. Does anybody need to go anywhere? I'm rolling.
No, I'm good.
I got things to talk about. All right, Potts, let's do Hey Neighbor.
Okay. Hey Neighbor. So Luch has been upset because he's been being woken up.
I've had an issue.
A door.
With very early in the morning, literally like 7:45 every morning, you just hear a door slam to the point where it shakes my bed. We live in the second floor. Do we lose
shakes
him?
His bed.
Hold on. Do we lose
no,
you?
No, it's my little one is starting to make noises.
So. Oh, wonderful. Hello there. So basically what's going on is we live in the second floor of a 3-story building. Outside, it's breezeways. It's not an indoor hallway. It's outdoor hallway, right? So you've got breezeways. And Belly
one
is...
One quick second. Hold on. I'm just going to grab her. Sorry.
Yeah. All right, let's get her on air. Let's go. Baby Potts, ladies and gentlemen. Belly lives... The way that our apartment is set up, it's like bam, bam, bam. 1, 2, 3 in a line, the 3 rooms. Our studio, A, is the middle room. Belly is right by the front door. And I'm in the back. And we did that strategically because he sleeps like a goddamn rock.
A rock.
I mean, I'm so jelly.
You'd be woken up every morning
every
at 6
minute.
O'clock when people are walking up and down the stairs.
Every minute. Guys, I'm a light sleeper. Like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I am a very light sleeper. And I will tell you that I can deal with certain things, Belly. Like, if people are going to be... Get her on screen. Are you for real, real? Hello there, Little London.
Hello.
Go fuck yourself.
That's great.
She's so damn cute.
I got a text from your sister, Jessica Jones, saying that you were trying to teach her how to give the middle finger.
I just posted it. Well, she has her own Instagram page, of course, because she's a little Hollywood baby. But I just posted a picture of her with an I voted sticker and her middle finger. I got her to put her middle finger up. It was awesome.
Wait, so is it on your Instagram?
It's on hers. They call me Bumble.
We have to find that at some point. Can you look for that
on
Instagram?
Yeah, I'll invite you later. It's private.
For real. Okay. So anyway, what's
going
on?
Good for her for voting, though.
Yeah, good for her. So what's going on? Potts, the way that our apartment is set up is Belly is in the front by the breezeway. The Studio A is in the middle, and then I'm in the back. So I've been fine. We've been here for almost a year, and it's been fine. We have very thick walls. I don't feel like we hear neighbors through walls
too
often.
Not too much, no.
But what has happened is lately, for whatever reason, I think it's ever since it started getting cold, people are just trying to get the fuck out in the mornings. And at 7:45 every fucking morning, guys, seriously, somebody slams their front door or one of their doors and it shakes my bed.
But you also had a problem with the interior doors getting slammed.
Yeah, but I know it's a common place. But yeah, when I'm hearing...
Yeah.
Like for like an hour from 7:45 to 8:45... It's drawers closing. It's somebody getting ready. That I can deal with. But when my bed shakes, that's when I'm like, guys, you're in my room.
It's like a management issue because the walls suck. Right?
So, Belly, I went down.
You move your bed away from the walls.
Well, that's one. So I went down to management and I said, hey, guys, you know, what do I do here? Because last time when I did this. For a little backstory, I've lived in this apartment complex for 3 years, and for 2 years I lived on my own in a different building across the way. And then Belly and I started doing the show with Kim, and I was like, we were like, hey, let's live together.
You had problems in that one.
The reason I left early, I don't know if you remember this. Remember, we were supposed to take on this apartment in January, and in December I was like, nope, I'm coming in early. I'll pay the whole month by myself. I cannot take this guy in the military who wakes up at 4:30 in the morning above me anymore. I can't do it.
He's heavy-footed, apparently.
He's heavy-footed. I was living with my bed in the living room, and my whole bedroom was Studio A. So I was right under the bathroom. It was a problem.
What floor are you guys on now?
Now we're in the middle, second floor. I was in the first floor there, and so I moved early, came over here. In that instance, I went up and I left a note on dude's apartment, and then I went over and talked to the management, and they said that was the wrong order. You should have come to us first. Let us deal with it. And I was like, all right. Well, all right. So this time, now fast forward a year, we're over here. A new company has taken over our complex, And I am having this issue now where I'm waking up to a shaking bed at 7:30. Guys, I didn't get home until 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes.
Sometimes.
Not often. You more often than me. But listen, man, I don't come home at fucking 2 o'clock in the morning and slam my door, so you wake up. Like, I'm trying to be chill. And they said, no, why don't you deal with it first? You seem like a very nice and calm person. You go ahead and ask them if they can chill, and then if they don't, we'll step in.
So it's so funny how they have two totally different methods of approach, right? I mean,
so what I want to do is I would like to ask you guys first, how would you prefer to deal with it? Would you prefer to go and knock on that person's door, or would you prefer to have the complex do it on your behalf? Belly, let's start with you.
If I'm having a problem, I would prefer to hide behind the curtain of the
right. Are you a
depends on the it really
a
depends
wuss?
On the it really depends on the problem. I mean,
this problem.
I would say
social media lunch. What do you do? Pipe it in so Belly can read it to us. What do you do in this situation? Would you rather deal with it, or would you rather the complex deal with it for you?
I absolutely, not only would I rather the complex deal with it, but I think they are putting themselves in a real big liability situation by suggesting that you deal with it. Their job is to fucking deal with it, for starters. True. And if you, they don't know you, if you say something or make a threat in writing, they now have a massive legal issue on their hands. And if this guy's fucking crazy and you threaten him and then he shows up at your front door and kicks your fucking ass, you're just going to be like, I did exactly what the management company told me to do.
Sorry.
And they're going to be like, whoa, what do you mean? You'll be like, you told me to fucking talk to him. That's what I did. You didn't tell me how to talk to him or what to say. You didn't send me a template letter of what to say or what people say in these situations. I'm not a fucking psychiatrist. I just want the guy to shut the fuck up. And
sorry for listening.
Yeah.
All right, Belly, let's do this. Let's take a quick 30-second break. I am going to play some tunes for you guys, and then when we get back, I will just read you the letter that I ended up leaving on every single door in the apartment complex, including ours, so that nobody knew who it came from, which I thought was super stealth. We got Baby Pots, we've got Daddy Pots, we've got Belly, and it's your boy Looch hanging out with you on Looch Dog in the Morning. We'll be back after this from TTR Studios. Welcome back, folks. Boy, Looch Dog hanging out with you guys again from TTR Studios on YouTube, and of course, the podcast that is found pretty much everywhere. iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play. Belly, hit us with the social media lounge. What is going on in there?
Talk about it with them. Just go with one of those.
Smoke a doobie. Say that again from the
smoke
beginning.
Smoke a doobie with them and talk to them about it.
Oh.
You got to let the complex deal with it. He'd burn your one wheel with gasoline.
He won't.
And the whole complex.
He better not.
Let the apartment management handle it. I can't believe the one guy's hoarder neighbor did that. I don't know what that one's talking about.
The what?
I missed
he must be responding to somebody else in the social media lounge. It's popping off, apparently.
I'd say to talk to them first. Don't be a rat.
Don't be a rat.
Snitches get stitches.
Yeah, Potts, am I a rat? Am I a snitch to the complex? Or am I a... Am I right for hiding behind the iron fist?
No, I mean, like I said, I wouldn't want to be in that situation. And, like, how are you even supposed to handle it? Like, you don't know these people, and you could really put yourself in a dangerous situation.
You handle it like this. You go to the FedEx store, and you print out 12 copies, and you put this note on every single door in the complex, including your own, so that nobody knows who it came from.
Very smart. Very smart. See, that's
giggity,
my
giggity.
See, I would not put it on my door, and I would be inadvertently calling myself out like a ding.
No, it was on our door too.
Yeah, that's the smartest part of your whole plan
I'm
so far.
I'm fairly
Thank
certain
you.
It was Bravo. On our door the longest.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I left it on there all day. You make sure you all see that it's on our door.
I could see Looch walking around and be like, hey, you guys know who wrote this letter?
What a
I mean,
dick!
It's really well I mean, it's really well written, but what a dick.
I mean, but
that
if you read
ball.
It, it sounds exactly like Looch.
Okay, so let me just
hey,
read
buddy.
It to you. Read it to you, and then
before
I want
to read it. How did you like? First off, what state of did you smoke a Christmas tree? Did you have someone help you, Mama Looch? Maybe.
No. I'm a good writer. I do writing.
I
want to
actually.
I
haven't read it at all. I'm wondering if there are any errors in there.
No, I'm. Are you kidding me? It's me. Get out of here.
So
I'm not trying
definitely
to divert the show, but this. Just that comment just sparked me something from the last episode, which I heard. Calling your mom, babe, is the creepiest fucking thing I've ever heard in my whole life, just so you know.
Hold on. There we go.
I was yelling at my iPhone as I was listening to that podcast. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I was like, there's no way. I can't. And then I started saying it in my head. I had conversations of you calling Mama Lucha and be like, hey, babe, what's going on?
That's exactly how it is. That's
exactly how it sounds.
That's exactly how it sounds.
You guys want to call my mom right now and see if she says, hey, babe?
No.
because I won't be able to keep my mouth shut and I don't want to.
He would never want to hurt.
I think we should call Mama Luch and get her on the air and berate her about calling me babe.
No, her calling you babe is one thing. You were a baby.
Yeah.
You calling your mom babe.
Yeah. That's fair.
But even for the simple fact that you admit that you're calling your girlfriend babe, you can't call two people that have different, like,
roles.
How do I say,
roles.
Sexual.
Roles.
It has two totally different connotations to it. That it's not right. It is not right.
Something not right. This is not right. There's nothing right about it. Something nasty's happening here.
Giggity, giggity. All right, so here is the letter. I don't want to mute you guys. I just let me get through the all whole right. letter.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, you're
okay.
Good.
It's fair to say that.
No, because it's long and it's. But I want to know. Here's the question to you guys and the social media lounge. Am I a douche?
A douche.
Well, I'll tell you after I hear the letter.
Okay.
Obviously.
Hi, neighbor.
Yes, you're a douche.
Let me get through it.
All right, I'll shut up now.
No, you're good. I was pretty much ready for that one. That was good. Okay. I'm going to leave it on this camera so you can see their faces. Hi, neighbor. Right off the bat, I want to say that this letter is written with zero hostility. This is just a concern of one of us who's dealing with a frustrating issue, and it's simply an attempt to bring it to your attention kindly in hopes that it might stop soon. This may or may not pertain to you, but starting about 2 weeks ago, someone in this building has started to slam their doors closed, both in their apartment and also when leaving, right around 7:35 to 7:45 every single morning. It not only wakes me up, but it actually shakes my bed. It's being closed so hard. I know we're in common living spaces, and I would never try to infringe on your rights to live the way that you want to, but some of us work at night and get home regularly between 1 and 3 o'clock in the morning. Waking up at 7:30 every day is becoming an extreme issue for us, and I'm guessing that it wouldn't go over well if we slammed our doors when we get home late at night so hard that your bed shakes at 1 o'clock in the morning when you have to get up early the next day. For that reason, we try our hardest to be quiet when we're arriving home late at night. Would it be possible to simply keep this in mind when leaving your homes in the early morning? Obviously, you have to live your life, but to wake us up every day as the sun comes up is becoming very mentally taxing, and it's causing problems in both our personal and work lives. Please just keep this in mind that not everyone is waking up at the same time, and quiet hours in the complex are technically between 10 p.m. and 9 a.m. Thank you 1,000 times for reading this with a kind heart and not getting angry at this request. We're not angry ourselves, and we love the tenants in this building. We just are trying to fix this issue the nicest and most understanding way possible. Enjoy the day, and thanks again for your consideration. I mean, come on!
I mean, it was very nicely worded.
Man, I zoned out about the third sentence in.
I'm sure the rest of the audience did, too.
I don't even really know how to comment because I glazed over completely.
That's well-written.
That was really long-winded.
Yeah. Well-written.
It was well-written, but it was long-winded as fuck.
You want to look for errors? You're fact-checking me? You go ahead. You will find none. You'll find nothing.
He ended it with a smiley face,
darn
too.
Right.
He didn't tell you that.
Darn right I did. Lots of exclamation points. Social media lines.
Cap zero is in all caps.
Zero hostility.
I think putting zero in all caps shows.
Okay,
like,
give me the letter. That's not
hostility.
Good radio to just go through for grammatic errors look.
Well,
they're not there.
What
I'm telling
kinda,
you, not there.
What I'm trying to get... So
you're trying to get a feel for what it looks like.
I'm trying to get a feel for, like, I got this on my door as someone who doesn't know what's going on.
Right, right.
And I'm like, what's happening here? Because you think it's from the management team, you know?
And
they're finally
going to
put a note on our doors about the apartment that's always smoking the Christmas trees. But right. No, it's just a letter about people slamming their doors.
We're chopping Christmas trees. I don't know what you're talking about. So am I a douche? I don't think so. I don't think that's it.
I would love to see the video of someone, like, videotaping you out their window of you posting one on every single door. I would send that video to everyone in that complex.
No, folks, he's right, because let me tell you something. If you think I'm a douche and you answered yes, that's cool. That's fine with me. But I want you to do me a favor real quick. Put yourself in my shoes and just say that this is your plan. Imagine being so frustrated in the morning that you are driven to taping notes on people's doors, okay? So just imagine that that's you. Now, I want you to think about the fear that's going... If I'm afraid to go up to the bar and wait too long to order a drink because of what people are thinking, imagine what kind of anxiety is running through your head when you have to go floor by floor and just go around and hopefully not be seen. Hope, pray to God nobody came out of their door at the time that you're taping it. Pray to God nobody's coming home. I mean, I waited till 2 p.m.
The perfect time.
And then I went and straight up, I put four in a row because there's four houses per, and I put tape on four of them. So I didn't have to stand there taping. I just went boom, 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 boom. I'm out.
I could see you with such a guilty conscience, like you, like, on the elevator with the neighbor, and you're like, hi, I'm Adam. I hung up all the signs. Oh, crap. I did it.
Damn it. No, what's funny is that I didn't see any that were thrown on the ground in disgust. So no. I was pleased with that.
The what's the other? I'm surprised. What is it? But there is a surprising result of all this, folks.
What's that?
It worked.
Oh, yeah. It's been quiet. It's been great. My bed has not shaken one time since. People have been respectful. Thank God, man. And I really think it was one of these situations where it's like, you just don't know any better. Like, I do it all the time. God forbid.
Remember,
I mean, I probably bang my head against the wall all the time.
Remember what I told you about how I can tell when it's you walking up the stairs?
Yeah, because I'm not thinking about it. I have a way of apparently walking up the stairs.
I know how I know when Luch is home by how he's walking up the stairs outside of my bedroom. Because he walks like he's at a snowboard park with his toes, like he jams his toes into the step. So it's like, boom, 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 boom.
Social media.
So that
lounge,
person's
what is
bed
going
that's on
there?
That side,
yeah, they're
of
hearing
those
it.
First steps.
They're hearing it.
They're hearing it.
So what's going on in there? Well, do they have any comments piping in the social media lounge? I'm curious to hear what is coming.
That's
back.
Awesome that it worked. That's way calmer than I would have been.
Okay. All right.
It's
okay.
All going to depend on whether this guy's a jerk or not.
I've been sitting there on this because I wanted to make sure that we had Potts in here because I had a feeling he was going to rip me new, and I feel like I've gotten off light.
I mean,
don't make people read.
You did what you had to do.
Don't make people read. Nice. That's a good one.
It was very long-winded, but you did what you had to do, and at the end of the day, it worked, so good for you. I mean,
do you think they know, though? They know who we are.
They know I'm the one that's coming home late.
There's a lot. We're one of the few white people in the building. That's written like a white person. That's not... I'm serious. We
starting live letter, hey, neighbor, yeah. Is definitely, yes.
I mean, if you look at clues and you wanted to figure out who this is.
I don't know.
There's a
I
lot
don't
of
think
like
there's
very...
any context to the race of this letter.
No. Hold on.
I mean, there's no way. Belly, hey, neighbor gives it away to me.
Belly, there are like 4 out of 8 of these neighbors barely speaking English.
Yeah, but you know what? They look at you.
It's not because it's like whether they're white, they're black, they're Asian. It's just there is very broken English speaking living people here.
Yeah.
Brokest English. What? The people live here don't
English
speak great
isn't
English.
Isn't their first language.
So a very. Yeah. So as I can't. Apparently, I can't either. But there's no way they're writing that articulate letter. It's not happening. It's not happening. Get out of here.
No.
So and then also working at night, it's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure they know who we are. Okay. Potts, do you want to fire away any questions? Here's what I would like to do with you guys.
The note should have been written on a TTR letterhead.
Very good. Are you getting any sleep, dude? Like, are you all right? Are you feeling good about yourself? Like, how's it going with the work schedule?
The problem is, as you get woken up every 2 to 3 hours, so the second you get into, like, deep sleep,
you
get woken up. So you're not having, like, really good sleep.
Yeah.
And I work nights, you know, like, last night I got home early, and that was at, like, midnight. And then I have to be up early. So, and then, you know, like, London was kind of making some noise, and I saw my phone going off. I'm like, who the fuck's calling me at 6:30 in the morning? And of course it's you dickheads. So then I'm like, oh fuck. And I totally forgot about that. So then I was like, all right, well, she's up. And so I just got her all ready, started making coffee and called in. But, it's just like Marinate's really busy with catering. We had to fire. I heard you guys talking about, we had to fire this fucking guy, man.
Do you want to give us 2 minutes?
I don't know if he can talk
about
it for legal reasons.
Can you give us
2 minutes
on that?
I mean, I don't get it. It's not me. Yeah, the guy was like, hit it. Well, we fired. So first off, I know the answer. You guys would never use your mom as an excuse. No one ever lies about their parents or their family, right?
Hey, babe.
This guy, he was killing it. Did awesome. Calls in and he's like, I can't come in. My mom fell down the stairs and I have to help her. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, we knew he was full of shit. But at the same time, there's something like, who would say that about their mom?
That's not right.
So the next day, he calls in and he goes, I'm really sick. We can't come. I can't come in. Meanwhile, this guy's in his first month. So we're like, you called out 2 days in a row. You're done. And so I text I have two other employees. I text one of them. I'm like, hey, you know, can you come in today? So-and-so can't come in. And she goes, did he quit? And did you fire him or did he quit? I was like, no. Oh, he goes, I'm sorry. Did he quit? And I was like, no, not exactly. I'll explain it later. And she goes, oh, well, he might be embarrassed about what happened yesterday. And I was like, go on. So apparently this guy, he just got a cell phone the day that day because we had just paid him. He gets a cell phone. I guess he goes out, gets drunk, starts drunk texting one of my employees. She's like, no, dude, leave me alone.
Wait, is this the one that's hosting open mic?
No, she's not an employee. She's a friend that I work with, the host.
Oh, okay. So he's actually, okay. So sorry for derailing. So he's texting one of your employees. I'm sorry. That's my fault.
So the wife goes through the guy's phone and starts texting my employee too, being like, who the fuck are you fucking my husband? Blah, blah, blah. We didn't even know the guy was married. So the guy gets kicked out of his house. We fire him. And then London is born that night. And it's like, dude, it sucked. And like, this guy was working already 30 hours a week. So now we have to fill all those hours. Raven had an emergency C-section. She was in, dude, I don't know if people realize, you're in the hospital for 4 days if you get a C-section. So I'm there obviously with her. And
can I get how just, that was? Dude, how was the 4 days in the hospital? We talked about this. Did you have anything that you were missing in the go bag?
So the 4 days in the hospital was fucking cool because you're just kind of like in your own little world with the baby. You have round the clock help. And then but hospital food sucks. The employees were on strike. So the cafeteria wasn't even open half the fucking time. So
the cafeteria employees.
But doctors
are probably dicks to them.
We're in the middle. Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't the doctors. It was just like they wanted to get paid more.
Yeah.
So we're in Santa Monica. So obviously I go out front and there's like 45 bird scooters parked out front.
Oh,
so I'm like,
perfect.
All right, dude, I need to try one of these because I need to go get a poke bowl or something. I need to eat like a decent meal. Rode around for like 20, 30 minutes on each day from that point on. They're the greatest thing ever.
Okay. So much fun.
Okay.
Those bird scooters
this,
are the greatest
this
thing
moment
ever.
Is Potts now finally figuring out the fun of one wheeling. It's just getting around and just being able to be creative and just go wherever the fuck you want.
Expand your range.
It literally enabled me to eat better. That because parking, dude. Well, because you valet park when you're in the hospital for 4 days, so I'm not gonna get in my car. I'm not gonna get a lift to go 5 to 10 blocks. I mean, I guess I could, but it's like, ugh, who even wants to? It was so
you're
much
waiting
fun,
longer than the ride'll
really,
take.
Yeah, you might as well.
It
walk.
Was great. I'm all about bird scooters now, and yeah. So anywho, we're short. So. You know, and I don't want to have this whole discussion because I brought up with my sister about minimum wage and she almost walked out of my apartment. But it's very hard to find good people and it's very hard to justify paying people when they can't even last 3 weeks.
I know.
And,
well, yeah, you know, I mean, that's.
And again, I don't want to get, hard. But I do pay. I have two other employees. They both get paid more than minimum wage because they're worth it. But. You know, it's
you just got to make it
real
through
hard
like 3 months.
You've got some guy that turns your life up. I mean, this guy turned my life upside down, guys.
I think it's fair. I really think it's fair. And I don't want to get anything against, you know, I'm sure your sister makes great points. Like, you know, I don't want to get in the middle of that.
Of course.
What I was going to say is I think it's really fair to have like a 90-day period of like a trial period.
Dude, we have a show. All it is 30. I'm like, dude, it's 30 days. If you show up late or you call out, you're done, period. Yeah. We will fire you for any reason.
No, I understand. I'm just saying the 90-day period, 30-day period, if you can't show that you are going to be working responsibly, because let me be honest with you guys, on the other end, it's really hard to take a job that pays you, what, $70 by the end of the day after you worked 8 hours? It's like, ugh.
Right.
Like, that's hard to take any ownership into that.
It is, but it's just, dude, as a small business owner, you guys don't realize. Well, I mean, you know,
what's
you guys,
the minimum wage
the
in
general
California?
Public, dude, there are so much. We spend so much money on payroll tax. We spend money on. Do you know how many permits we have? Like an industrial waste permit, a health permit. It's crazy how much. I mean, with all due respect to the government, it's like the government is like the mob. They want
especially
their cut,
in California.
And you cannot get out of it, even if you file for bankruptcy. So it's like you have to pay them before you pay yourselves, before you pay your staff. Period. And they do not care. So it's like you're looking at the business owner as like, why don't you pay me more? It's like I have to pay the government before I even worry about paying rent. Like it's not really all up to us. We don't set
especially small
those
businesses.
Rates and those fees. It's not us.
No, you make a good point. We wish the best for you. I want to pivot here and get into something new before we have to get out of here. But obviously, good luck with it, and you'll keep updating us as you go. Good luck with that. So, with that being said,
good luck.
Let's get into perks. I want to do, what are the perks of dating you?
Of me?
You.
Me?
And you. And you. Social Media Lounge. And you. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I want to know, what are the perks of dating you? If you were sitting across, this happened to me as you, Potts, I'm sure this is actually the first time we've talked about it on air. Yes,
and
I
have the pitfalls,
a brand new lady friend. Very excited about it. Do you have any questions off the bat?
I do. What?
Take it away.
Date. I want to hear the story of the first date.
Oh, it's Bumble. It's Bumble date.
First. Yeah.
No, I know. Tell me about the date.
Well, it was awesome. She was great. And
no, start from the beginning. So, okay. So
I kind
how long
of
were you flirt? Come on, dude. You don't have to give us that many details. You can be generalizing. You don't have to give details, but how long were you flirting on Bumble? Then I just want to hear how you, you know, made the transition to the date and what was the date?
Minimal flirting on Bumble. It was very fast. Like, okay, great. Let's get to a date. It wasn't one of these, like, let's just hang out and talk to each other the whole time, which I appreciate. Let's get to the date and then talk to each other. Went to a Mexican restaurant around here, Uncle Julio's. Sat in the bar, hung out for 5 hours, just hanging out at the bar, talking, a couple margaritas, didn't need to get hammered. We had a little bit of food, like chips and dip. We were just hanging out, but she lives right by a town center, which is awesome because literally in her, like, if you go out of her complex, boom, you're in like a mini city. It's like living in a city where, Belly, I mean, how many restaurants are there? 10?
At that one, I think like 9 or 10.
I mean, and they're good ones. I mean, they're, you've got from Chipotle to like a nice.
They're good ones, Chipotle.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that right.
That's
they're good
low.
Ones. They go from Chipotle to like a Greater American restaurant that's going to be about
seafood
a $20
restaurant.
Yeah, $20 entree or so.
Luch went to a seafood restaurant with her once.
She gave me some of her salmon that was undercooked, and I had a piece of it anyway.
But
first time ever.
First of all, I bet you she's ordered. Salmon is typically cooked at a medium temperature.
Buddy,
right.
She ordered medium rare, and it was glistening.
Yeah.
You can eat it rare, though.
I'm sorry,
it's
but
sushi.
If you order it medium rare.
No, you can go with the same level of fury. You can be furious.
It's gonna be glistening.
The bartenders looked at it and said, "Oh, that's okay. Let's get you a new one."
Yep, and then what did it come out again?
Exactly the same.
Yes, so that
exactly
tells,
the same.
You know what the bartender really did? He's acknowledging your complaint and trying to do something for you. He or she, whatever. Bartender, no generalization. What the bartender is trying to do for you is they are acknowledging your complaint,
right?
Trying to rectify
it. I understand what's going on.
But what they should have done is then put in the new order as a medium.
Absolutely.
Cook.
Fix it. Don't bring me back the exact same fish. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
They reordered it as the same temperature and it came out the same. Surprise.
Right, right.
So
you would never, you were someone that would 100% order their salmon well done.
I wouldn't order their salmon, but yes, if I was going to, I wanted to flake off. I don't want to have to peel it. Anyway.
So this seemed to happen very fast. Like, you guys were dating for like 2 weeks and you changed your Facebook status. Like,
Luch goes all in when he plays poker.
Well, yeah, it wasn't though. And I'm not going to go into details, but we went on this date and then the honest truth, I was smitten by her and I was still like in the middle of like the end of my ex-girlfriend and I didn't want to start something new. You know when you like, have you ever been getting out of a relationship and you go on, you're like, all right, I'm out, I'm ready to date again. And then you actually go on a date and you realize I'm not ready to date. Oh God, I'm not there yet. And that's what happened, unfortunately. And we talked about it and fast forward 2 months later or so, 3 months later, I don't even know how long ago that first date was. I'm so thankful that I reached out and we went out and got a drink and it was just like, we had been dating the whole 3 months. Like, I mean, it was like, I'm so comfortable with this girl and it's so easy to talk to her. She makes jokes that I would feel like, can I make this joke yet? And she'll make the joke and it's just like, oh man, I can totally be
That's
myself.
Always nice. Yeah.
It's so That's nice. Cool. It's just such a great feeling. So we ended up going into perks and what's something great about dating you? That's fun. So what is something great? She is jackpot for me, and I have a reason. I think Belly knows where this is going. Don't spoil it if you can. fucking jackpot with this girl, okay?
Okay.
And she knows I'm going to come on the air and talk about this. I had to ask for her permission. So I'm not betraying her trust at all. But before we do that to end the show, what are some perks of dating you? What is a good thing that comes with dating you? Social Media Lounge, please pop off. I'd like to hear some of your perks. What comes along with dating you that makes you awesome to date?
I would say for me, it's going to be my sense of humor.
Sense of humor for Belly. That's fair.
I can make a girl laugh, have a good time, and I'm also very sociable, so it works out.
Okay.
You know?
That's a good surface level perk. It's a good start. Yeah. That's a good start. For one, I'll give you an example.
I snore.
Con. Okay, we can do cons. I was going to stay with perks. Everybody's got, you know, cons. But I would say, you know, for me, one of the ones that's a good one for me is my parents have a beach house that they don't rent out. So half, like 3 weeks out of every month, we can always go to a beach house. I've got a key. Just let me know when you want to go. And
that's pretty key.
Like a lot of free time. So we can do that.
Yeah.
My perks are free food and mediocre sex.
Weird. Mine's the same. Yeah.
You all right, Luch?
That's a good one. I'm just letting the jokes in.
I make a mean Cosmo.
See, none of your perks are even close to her perk. Not even
for
close.
For Luch, yeah, this is a huge
for
perk.
For any guy. For anyone.
No. Well, let's hear it.
I'll get there.
It's
what's
for
going
any
on?
Person, really.
What, yeah, I'm, absolutely. What's in the social media launch? Do they have any perks for us?
My husband says I would drag him along to do fun things.
So you bring the you okay?
She brings the
she
fun.
Brings the
she's,
fun.
She's the one that.
That's good.
You know, decisiveness would be a huge perk.
That's a perk.
That's you know what? I'm very decisive. I will make a decision. I can be decisive when it comes to what are we eating.
I feel like Potts is a all. Are
Dude,
you?
That's a big. I got to be honest. Me and Raven every fucking night. It's a 20-minute conversation about where we're going to eat because we don't like the same places, even though right. we kind of eat the same food. And it's like we end up eating at the same three spots anyway. But. Neither one of us really cook. We eat out every single night. And, dude, every night on my way home, I call her and we sit and, like, talk about what it's so annoying. And, I mean, she would
it's like negotiating
completely.
A peace treaty.
Yeah, dude, it's like it's really crazy. We're in the middle of L.A., literally live in the middle of L.A., and we can just never really find a place.
You're not
to
even
eat.
In the middle of L.A. You're in the middle of L.A. You're right by the Grove. Yeah. Like, there's so many things that you could clearly just
I mean,
go
literally
get.
The farmer's market. Yeah, I can walk to it. So, it's, yeah, it's.
Are you ready for this
no
perk?
Excuses.
Do we have anything else in the
social
media lounge?
Well, from the
social
media lounge, we have no perks. I'm undateable. Belly the punchline. Belly the punchline killer.
Yes. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
And then pro, I can sing. Pro from Mark Hanna, I can sing. So I can do that, too. I can do that.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Good, Mark Hanna. That's good.
So there's a few perks in there. This perk, though, is huge for Luch.
Good, man.
Huge for all.
All right, so I went to date number two or three with her, and I forgot that this was the case. She has no sense of smell.
Ooh.
Makes dropping dues real easy.
I mean, think about how many places.
But how good is her hearing? Because
that jackpot.
Her door better not be next to the bathroom.
I don't care if she hears me. I don't have any problem.
Really?
I have no problem with that.
That's interesting.
But
because
that's
a lot
disgusting.
Of I don't care about my smell.
I'll plop it. I don't care. It doesn't matter. But if you smell it, I feel disgusted. It's like my body is now inside your nose.
I was disgusted yesterday in the bathroom because I heard one of the nasty wet farts that are just destructors of all things.
Yeah, nobody wants
human.
To hear it, but I'm saying I would rather you hear it than smell it. Is that fair? I would rather
that's
my girlfriend hear
fair.
It than smell it.
I guess that's true.
If you had to pick one. But if she can't smell anything, imagine the freedom. Imagine the freedom.
Yeah, you don't have to shower for weeks.
If you wanted to, your own apartment could smell however you want it to smell.
You don't want to.
Think about the perks here. Like, this is fucking jackpot.
The perks
man.
Are you could be disgusting.
I hope she's not listening.
I've been heard.
Potts, think about how many ways this is amazing. Your... Imagine if you had to fart in bed under the sheets. Doesn't matter.
They'd feel it.
No, I don't care.
That's rude.
She's not going to smell it.
If you feel it, it's just as rude.
You don't feel it. You don't feel a fart, Belly.
You can feel farts, okay?
Yeah, you can. You can feel a vibration. If you're in bed, you can feel a fart, sure. Yeah.
Social media lounge, am I right? Fucking jackpot. Fucking jackpot,
I can
man.
Fart in bed.
Woo!
I can't wait to keep farting in front of her. It's going to be the best.
And
I'm going to fart it up. Fart all day, every day. Fart, fart, fart.
I am not somebody that likes to do that in front of my girlfriend. I'm just seeing more and more instances where it is a massive... She's like, yeah, I don't smell. That's my perk. Like, you can... Doesn't matter.
Rip it up.
Woo! Life is good. I'm very excited. In all seriousness, I'm very happy, and I'm thankful for all the people that are reaching out saying congratulations and all that. Yeah, it's been fun. So we got to get out of here. Potts, it's great to have you. Are we going to have you Friday or no?
I don't know.
Nah, I don't know. All right, well, look, get out of here. Let's say goodbye to the people. Get out of here.
That's all I got. Have a great couple of days, and you can kindly go fuck yourselves.
Matty Potts from the Santa Monica Newsroom. Very good. We got to get him out. He's so fast, Belly.
He's too fast.
Boom. He's out. Too fast. All right, say goodbye to the people, dude. We got to go.
People, it's been good. If I don't make it to Friday, it's because I died on my birthday, but I didn't. My party's on Friday.
Where are we hanging out? Thursday.
Party's on Friday. I'm working Thursday.
Oh, that's right. So we will do a birthday episode on Friday morning, and then we will go party. Do you want to drop on air where we are going?
Yeah, we're going to be going to Reston Town Center.
Reston Town Center, Friday night, partying with Belly. What is the name of your Facebook event? What did you name it?
Birthdays were invented by Hallmark to sell cards.
Done. I will be there Friday night. If you want to hang out with us, we'll be at Reston Town Center. Painting the town red. I'm excited. We'll do that all with you guys, but we've got a Friday show coming up at 10 a.m.
We may even drink.
Eastern. We might even booze on the show. That'd be fun. I'll have to nap. All right, folks. Have a wonderful day. We'll get out of here. This is Looch from Looch Dog in the Morning. That's Belly from TTR Studios. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
See you guys.